the ball. 2-1. So you got all your school supplies bought and everything, Michael?
I'm more getting more about dorm stuff rather than school supplies, but school supplies will probably come down later.
Is the pitch upstairs for a ball. Hey, you don't need paste and number two pencils and those kind of things, do you?
Yeah, more like dorm stuff, like fan, TV, bed.
Good call. There's a strike called on Cartwright, 3-2. All back to work. Here comes the payoff pitch, foul back by Cartwright. You know who your dorm room partner is going to be yet?
I actually don't know what my dorm building is yet. Usually that'll come out like later this month.
Oh. Payoff pitch ripped to right field down the line, and it is in there for a base hit. Cartwright will round and look, so Muscadet gets its hit right there. Second hit of the day, and Logan Olson will be the batter.
That's just good opposite field hitting. You know, the pitcher's really fast. You want to see him fastball and trust your hands on hit on it and just drives it opposite field. Nice work.
Olson, a strikeout victim, back in the second inning. Muscadet with a base runner and a tying run at the plate here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Timeout for plate to be swept off. And we'll get it going here in just a moment. I was thinking Muscadet was looking at possibility of a courtesy runner. Glenn Schulte, the plate umpire, looking at the lineup card. Muscadet's got a deeper bench than Arena does today. Always depends on the day. Arena listed just one extra player today. Muscadet has a total of five on the bench. So time will resume here in just a moment. Glenn Schulte behind the plate. Next week we will be at Arena as they take on Blanchardville. Following week at Casanova. Alt to the belt. Runner leads at first. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Last time we saw the Reds, we had a lot of rain. We got five innings in, though. All with the pitch. That's a check swing strike. 1-1 to the batter. Runner on, one away in the bottom of the fifth for the Muscadet Mudcats. Breeze is picking up now, blowing across the field a little bit. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. They're blowing those mosquitoes way out of here today, Michael.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. Those mosquitoes, they've been really bad this summer, like everyone knows. Like everywhere I go. Oh, the mosquitoes are terrible.
Stopped on the ground. Foul outside of first base. I remembered to bring bug spray just in case, but I've not needed it. Did wear my Riverdale baseball hat today. 1-2 offering. Alt with the pitch. There's a strike, and there are two away. That is strikeout number 7, recorded by Elijah Alt and Emmett Drone will be the batter.
Yeah, just outside corner there. Excellent location by all. Velocity plus location are two dangerous things a pitcher can have in his arsenal.
Right remains at first. Two away in the Mudcats order for number 9 hitter, Emmett Drone. Alt to the belt. Here comes the pitch. That one down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Cartwright tags. Alt is set. Here's the pitch. Check swing and a strike. Oh, that pitch was criminal, that curveball from Alt, wasn't it?
Oh, the curveball. Yeah, as a hitter, I always hated the curveball. I could never hit a curveball. That's why I always like fastball. So whenever that curveball looks like it's going to hit you but then goes in, yeah, it's just not a good feeling.
Runner going, hit and run on. There's a swing and a line drive to center, and it's caught. There by Roman Jensen for out number 3. That'll do it. Emmett Drone with a line drive, but it goes as an out. No runs and a hit. No errors. One stranded for Muscadet. We go to the sixth It is 2-0, Arena leading here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Looking for a great retirement job? The House on the Rock Resort Golf Course in Spring Green has groundkeeping positions available. Good driving record required. Choose from 5 shifts a week or part-time work. Enjoy on-the-job training. Some positions are year-round, while most are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Join the team today. Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Leading off in the top of the sixth is Nate Jennings, and it's a ball from Alex Meister. Meister coming back quickly with pitch two. It's a strike. 1-1. Nate will be followed by Ty Willoughby and Alex Stotts. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward the middle, off the glove of Mason Atkins and into the outfield, and Jennings will round and look. Michael, I think we got to count that as a hit.
Yeah, I would say that's a hit. That's a tough one to get. I would say it found more grass rather than, like, glove. I would say that's a hard hit ball. That's a hard one to get. Yeah, I'd count that one.
So one on for Ty Willoughby. 2-0 Arena in the lead. Top of the sixth inning. Our scheduled 9 this afternoon here in Muscadet. Meister throws a little lollipop over to first base, keeping that runner honest. Alex never throws real hard, but he's accurate. Here's the pitch. That one fouled out. Strike one.
Yeah. Meister might not have a lot of velocity, but he's got location, and he's got tempo on his side, too, to help balance that.
Yeah, for sure. Those batters have to be ready. 0-1. Meister with the next pitch. That bunted out in front of the plate. Meister off the mound, has to grab and throw on the run, and got him as sacrifice is complete. Nate Jennings goes to second on a sack bunt by Ty Willoughby.
Arena using classic small ball there, even though it got out there, but a bunt advances the runner. Now Arena's got another threat going on here in the top of the sixth.
Got a man in scoring position with one away for Alex Stott. Stott flew out to right, and he has popped out today. Meister kicks and fires. This one fought off late and foul. 0-1. So your work with us, Michael, is like a year old. I think some of your first outings with us came in the hometown season last summer.
Oh, yeah. I remember my first one. It was between Wyota and Muscadet. That was a very good game looking back. My first ever one team. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, Wyota ended up winning that game. But it was a good game for my first time.
Nice ball game. Pitch is outside for a ball. 1-1 to the batter. Jennings with a lead at second. Here's the pitch. Changeup bounced off the pitcher's glove, and Alex is not going to get it. Everybody is safe here on the infield. Nate Jennings goes to third. Alex Stotts at first. And that's another tough one, but that one probably has to be scored as an error. Meister had a shot at grabbing that ball, but then when it lifted off his glove, there was no one behind him, but it just died in the grass.
Yeah, it looked like that ball just took a big hop on the mound, and Meister couldn't reach it. The ball just went soaring above his head, and then basically at that point to the dead zone, that from pitcher's mound to second base, that is a big, massive dead zone there. It was hard to get that runner.
Arena threatening now with runners at first and at third, one away in the top of the sixth inning. The Aces leading Muscadet 2-0. Here's the pitch, runner going first to second. It's a ball. There'll be no throw. Stolen base for Stotts. The runner is now at 2-3 for Arena, and a big old threat going on. Mike Jennings coaching over at third, giving some instructions over there. Both runners getting their leads. Here's the pitch. It is a ball outside.
It looks like now the Mudcats, short, second, and first, are all up in the grass, ready to throw the runner out at home.
Here's a pop toward right field. Coming on is Cartwright, the right fielder, and he's got it. Runner tags. Throw home is cut off. Now there's two runners at third base. Runner running now back to second, and the tag is made by Atkins, and that'll do it. A double play, a 9-5-6 to end out the inning, and Arena fails to score, Michael.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing. The ball was, again, popped out to the right, and it looked like the runner from third just halted, but the runner at second just kept going, and it's just a little miscommunication there. Emma John was able to hunt him down, get that double play.
No runs and a hit, one error and one left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Still 2-0 in favor of the visiting Arena Aces over Muscadet on WRCO Sports.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Carson Kenyon leading it off in the bottom of the sixth. He fouls one down the third baseline. He'll be followed by Alex Meister and Josh Cartwright. 2-0, Arena in the lead in a good Sunday afternoon game here in Muscadet. We hope you're enjoying it on the radio. There's a piece of it. That is strike three on Kenyon. He had taken a strike earlier, foul one off, and this one a foul tip held on to by Trey Schulte. And there is one away. 8 strikeouts now for Alt.
Yeah, just impressive pitch. Again, just Kenyon just foul tipping that into the catcher's glove, just frustrating there as a hitter, especially when just trying to make contact, put in the play, and it goes backwards.
Meister takes a look at a strike. Alt seemingly getting better as the game goes on. 0-1 pitch, swing, and a foul back. Strike two to the hitter.
Yeah, it looks like it's going back to your theory that Alt's getting settled in, and that's why you want to try to get him after him early. Now he's settled in, and now he's breaking him.
Putting up some zeros. 0-2 is swung on and missed by Meister. They're going to throw down to first base to complete it to Nate Jennings from Trey Schulte, and there are two up and two down. Now 9 strikeouts for Alt. Josh Cartwright will be the batter. With Arena, and if they don't have more than one game over the weekend, it's a pretty tough combination to go from Elijah Alt to one of the Jennings boys, 8 probably. So if Eli has maybe another inning or so, then you've got a strong relief man coming on. Here's a pop-up, foul out of play, first base side. A couple of weeks ago when we saw Arena lose in 10 innings, that heartbreaker loss to Dodgeville, Actually, Nate Jennings started, and then Ault finished up. Here's the pitch, curve, bounced slowly to shortstop. Jimmy Jennings grabs, throws, and got him. That's a quick inning again in the field for Arena and at the plate for Muscadet. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We cruise to the seventh inning today. 2-0, Arena leads Muscadet on WRCO Radio Sports.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Maroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Braden Prohaska will lead it off for the Arena Aces. It's the top of the seventh. Here's the pitch from Alex Meister, and it's taken for a strike on the inside corner. Prohaska, Roman Jensen, and Jimmy Jennings, 8-9-1 batters. Here's the pitch. That's called a strike. Strike two. Meister today, a couple of strikeouts. Here's the pitch. Strike three. He's got three strikeouts. Nice pitch.
Oh, yeah, just three fastballs. Great location on all of them. Just blowing them right by. Just getting straight to the point. Not wasting any pitches. Kind of crucial if you're going to go the whole distance.
Roman Jensen, the batter. He squares the bunt, bumps it out in front of the plate. Trouble picked up by the catcher, Tyler Hatch, and he throws him out over to Emmett Drone at first. Two up, two down.
Using the good old classic, trying to get a bunt for a base hit. A little push bunt there down the third baseline. But the only guy in front of the catcher, and nice play by Tyler Hatch to pick it up and throw it to first smoothly.
That'll bring up Jimmy Jennings. He is 1-for-3 with an RBI hit back in the second. Arena scored single runs in the first and second innings. That's the extent of the scoring today. Here's the pitch to Jimmy. Call the strike, nothing and one. Meister working quickly from the windup. There's the pitch. That one is low. A ball and a strike now. Brewers have dropped a couple in their series against the Dodgers. Hoping to get it done today. Swinging strike by Jennings, 1-2. They're still hanging in there, though. Good lead.
Oh, yeah, they're still hanging in there. I mean, they got the division lead. I mean, things still look good for the Brewers. Both the Dodgers are
they're
really
tough.
Good. And they're only three games behind for that second in the NL.
High fly to right is hooking foul out of play. Picking up some journeyman pitchers to kind of help kind of put a band-aid on things a little bit. Savale struggled a little bit, I think, against the Dodgers, but again, that's a tough lineup to face.
Yeah, it's your first game with a new organization, just trying to get a feel, and plus your first start against the Dodgers. That's a tough task.
Getting thrown in there, yeah, absolutely.
But there are some promise to look for Savale.
Here's a pop down the right field line. Drown is back. It's kind of the Bermuda Triangle. Nice play, Carson Kenyon, the second baseman. Calls him off, running grab, getting into foul territory in right field for the out. But Muscadet is playing some nice defense today.
Oh, for sure they're playing some nice defense. Look, both teams are playing good pitching, good defense, and a low-scoring 2-0 game. You know, it sounds boring, but when the defense is playing really well, it's kind of entertaining.
We've seen some plays. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning of our scheduled 9. Arena leads it 2-0 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300.
Welcome back to Pickering Park in Muscadet. Boy, Michael, we're seeing a lot of folks use the new track over there today.
Oh, yeah. The lines have still not been painted down, as we mentioned earlier. But, yeah, taking advantage of that nice new track, freshly used. And I don't blame them for using it.
Nice and soft. I think a person could probably take a nap on that. Maybe we can after the game today.
If it's cloudy, yes. If it's sunny, then it's going to be really hot because of the black track attracting all of the sun rays.
Good point, yeah.
Unless if you really like the sun that much.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Right after the game, though, it's kind of cloudy. It might be good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of a breeze blowing through. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Tyler Hatch leads it off for the Mudcats. Here's Alt's pitch and a foul back. It is strike one. Nothing in one. Tyler will be followed by Mason Atkins and Brett Hatch. All to a struckout nine on the hill for inning number seven. Here's the pitch, bounced slowly to third. This is trouble. All plants, throws, and got him. Pitcher over to Nate Jennings for out number one. Not an easy throw, Michael, to plant and then come up throwing to first base like that.
Oh, no, it's not. Especially an underrated thing is trying to get the ball on the ground because usually people think, because usually the player usually thinks about, oh, I got to throw the ball in time, but and just loses focus on the grip, then doesn't get the grip, and then can't throw it down the first. That's an underrated thing.
Atkins, the batter. Here's the pitch. Mason takes a look at the ball. He is one for two. One of two Muscadet hits. From the windup, all pitch. That one is high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Eli has retired six Muscadet batters in a row. 2-0 offering the pitch. Down low for a ball, 3-0. Good crowd on hand for this one. Arena has a good following. Fan base, 3-0 pitch is called, ball four. Muscadet has a base runner. Atkins heads to first, and Brett Hatch will be the batter. That is only the second walk given up by Elijah Alt. One on, one away for the Mudcats in the bottom of the seventh of our scheduled nine this afternoon. Tying run at the plate for Muscadet with Brett Hatch. Here's the pitch, and he swings through and misses. Brett has struck out and lined out today. Atkins, good speed, gets a big lead at first and now dives back in on the throw by Alt.
Yeah, good move by checking him because Atkins getting a pretty good lead there at first. He has tension.
Got a good lead, absolutely. Muscadet not above playing small ball. He's off. There is a pitch at the ball down low. Throw to second base. Not going to be in time, and it's blocked on the play by the shortstop Jennings before it gets to the outfield. Atkins had a good jump on that.
Yeah, good old classic fake bunt steal as Atkins for stealing, but Brett Hatch looking like he's going to bump and then pull his back for a fake bunt. Perfectly executed small ball. Muscadet taking a little bit from Riverdale small ball.
1-1 offering. Nope. All steps off the mound. He'll be back and ready. Schulte with the glove up. Here comes the 1-1 offering. Curve ball low. 2-1, so the Mudcats got a threat going here in the seventh inning. Alt eyes the runner. The pitch ripped on the ground towards shortstop. Slow roller, gloved there by Jimmy Jennings, and he's got it. Staying at second on the play was Mason Atkins, and there are two away. That will bring up Matthew Cartwright, who has struck out and singled. Muscadet needs a two-out clutch hit here to try to get that run across.
Yeah, it's the bottom of the seventh. Got a runner in second, and it's a 2-0 game. Couldn't really manufacture runs. This is the time to do it. Late in the game, you're running out of time. You got a golden opportunity right here against a pitcher that's been dominant all game long. Got to deliver here if you want to in the game.
And I'm trying to figure out who the batter is. You got number 18. Perhaps you can kind of figure that out, too. I don't have an 18 on my roster for Muscadet, but they've called Matthew Cartwright back to the dugout.
I don't see an 18 on my roster either.
I think maybe that's what Empire is looking down as well.
The only thing I see, there's a 17, and that would be Andre Johnson.
Is that perhaps who it is? I don't know.
That could be. It kind of looks like him.
Okay.
I think that's Johnson. Yeah.
That sounds good. Thank you. This pitch is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Jensen pinch batting here in the bottom of the seventh with a runner at second. Let's get a trying to get at least a run across here. 2-0 Arena. Two outs. Runner at second. The pitch. Call the strike. 1-1 from Ault. Trying to work out of it here in the seventh inning. Elijah to the belt. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Runner going to third. Late throw there. Slide and the tag. And they got him. Mason Atkins tried to sneak over there and to get to third base. And he is thrown out. Ault picked it up through to Braden Prohaska for out number three. Tough play. Muscadet is retired in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. To the eighth we go. Arena leads it 2-0 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Trey Schulte leads it off for Arena in the top of the eighth and fouls one back. Alex Meisser on for his eighth inning of work. 2-0 Arena in the lead. Here's a high fly to center field. Hatch coming on strong, and he's got it for out number one. One up, one down for Elijah Ault. He has walked, blown out to left, and blown out to center. Muscadet playing tough with a potential playoff team. Muscadet's had quite a few games this year against contenders that have been good.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, if you look at their most of their games where they've been blowed, three of those have been, like, top three teams in the section. Look at the losses to Hollandale, to Verona, Dodgeville. Those teams looking like Western section contenders.
That. Pitch to Ault, ripped to left, base hit. Elijah Ault with a base knock. That is the sixth hit today for Arena. So one on and one away for Nate Jennings.
How about that? The pitcher getting base hits now.
He's
doing everything so far, getting strikeouts, a shutout game so far, and now he's getting base hits for his team, trying to get some insurance, his own insurance.
Ault is pretty capable of doing it all, that's for sure. Runner at first, and Alex Meister lobs it over there. Just keeps him honest.
Yeah, for sure. I actually even see, like, during the season, Riverdale pitchers would even do that, too, and he was a pitching coach, so I wonder if he taught the Riverdale pitchers that, too.
Pitch for the runner going is a strike throw to second. Going to be close, and they got him on a bang-bang play at second base. Good throw by Tyler Hatch to Carson Kenyon, and there are two away. Close play.
Oh, for sure. That's a great throw by Tyler Hatch there. Eli Ault trying to do everything. He got a base hit, been shut out, and now he's trying to steal bases. Tyler Hatch says, not on my watch, and just a terrific throw.
0-1-2. Nate Jennings, here's the pitch. Bounced foul outside of third for strike two. Nate has two hits on the day, and a fly ball to center field as well. Hitting in the top of the eighth inning. Meister ready. Here's the 0-2. Changeup is called low for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Jennings taps the plate. Meister kicks high and fires. There's a rip to left, base hit. He will round and look. Now that thrown out runner looks pretty big, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That didn't get caught stealing. Got runners at first and second, and Arena's got a threat going on to get some insurance.
Ty Willoughby today has laid down two sacrifices. He's also bounced out on the infield. But he is up with two away and a runner at first. The pitch swung on up the middle, base hit. Going to be picked up by Hatch. Stopping at second is Nate Jennings. So Willoughby has his first hit. Three hits in a row for Arena. And Alex Stotts will be the batter. Stotts today has flown out to right, popped out, and reached on an error. Two on, two away for Arena in the top of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. Nothing and one. Talking to Nick Jennings, Arena manager, before the game, telling some old home talent stories. You could write a book about the league, and some have. Here's the pitch. Bounce foul outside of first for two strikes. Talking about a foggy game back in the year of 1993 when Arena was down 15-0 and came back to win it.
Wow.
Fog settled in, and their pitcher, Ashelman, got kind of caught fire and started throwing a lot of strikes. This one fouled out of play. One of those nights. Foggy night when you don't know whether the outfielder caught it or not. You know, they could scoop it up and say, hey, I caught it. No, take their word for it. Here's a high fly foul ball for a space side. That's drifting out of play.
Yeah, talk about the fog. Say, hey, I caught it. They could use that to their advantage by saying, like, they don't catch it and say, hey, I caught it. And
right.
Leave them anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And who's going to know?
Conspiracy theory, maybe?
Yeah. I played in a couple of softball games like that. Paul Park and Bear Valley used to get a little foggy. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball over in Hill Point. Now the Trap Club, that nice softball diamond over there as well. A rip to right down the line. That's a fair ball, and that's going to score a run. Nate Jennings is around to score. Willoughby to third. Base hit or stops. And it's 3-0 Arena.
Yeah, my point of view, I thought that was foul, but somehow that ball just barely hits the line, stays fair, and Arena's got some insurance, Ross.
That's exactly what they were looking for. Time out now. Dane McElwee will be the batter. He has singled and scored, walked, and flown out. Left-handed batter. He's going to stand in. Runners lead at the corners. The pitch is swung on and missed. Nothing and one. Arena scores its first run since back in the second inning. leading it 3-0. Nothing and one. Here's the pitch. Changeup is just a bit low. Count even at 1-1. 3-0 getting leads at first and third. Bookend runners today. The pitch ripped towards center. That's in there for a base hit. Scoring will be Willoughby. Going to second is stopped, and Dane McElwee has a base hit for an RBI.
Yeah, how about that? Arena putting on the runs now, just making contact, finding open spots in the outfield. Now it's a 4-0 game, and now Muscadet could be hard to get back in this one, by the way. Eli Alt's been pitching.
Right in Prohaska, the batter runners at 1-2, and there's a strike from Meister. Nothing in one. Alex looking in for the glove from Hatch. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Strike two. Nothing in two. We have not had a lot of long innings. This is the first time since the first that Arena has sent this many men to the plate. And there is strike three. That'll do it. On Prohaska. Four strikeouts for Meister in the inning. Arena plates two runs. They do it with the aid of five base hits. There were no errors in two. Left aboard, we go to the last of the eight. 4-0, Arena leads Muscadet on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more. Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Matthew Cartwright leads off the bottom of the eighth inning for Muscadet, takes a look at a strike. He'll be followed by Logan Olson and Emmett Drone. Here's the ball. 1-1 from Alt. The pitch, low, ball two. 2-1. Today, broadcast history, Chicago Cubs, their game of the first all-female broadcast booth. Play-by-play, color, and on-field reporting. How about that?
Oh, wow, that's a huge milestone.
You bet.
Woman in the commentating field.
History.
What an achievement there.
Foul back by Cartwright. 2-2. 4-0 Arena in the last of the eighth inning. Elijah Alt from the windup. There's the pitch. There's a strike taken. And that'll do it for Cartwright. There is one away. Double-digit strikeouts today for the pitcher, Elijah Alt. Instead of day, Logan Olson will be the batter for Muscadet. Olson standing in, Alt with a pitch. There's a strike call. Nothing in one. Alt looking down the barrel. Here comes the pitch. Change up, swing, and a miss. Strike two. Arena is a little of five outs away from hailing down a victory here. Get a little closer to the 500 mark in the section. 0-2 offering is taken for strike three. Wow. Alt painted a picture on that corner, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, for sure he did. And let's talk about the first two pitches. First one, basically trying to establish a strike. Then the second one, goes curveball in the dirt, gets the chasing, and then gets it right down low corner for a strike three. My goodness, has he been masterful.
Keegan Ramirez will be the batter. Place of Emmett Drone here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Keegan checking in with the umpire. Now Terry Zebarth coming in to make the notation on the lineup card with the umpire. We are in the eighth inning, a 4-0 lead for the Arena Aces, who will have their 9-1 and 2 batters up in the top of the ninth. Muscadet at least 4 runs down at this point. Anyway, Ramirez trying to reach base, get on board for the top of the order with two away. There's a rip toward first. Oh, caught by Jennings for the out. That was a good hit.
Yeah, just, that was a really good hit by Ramirez, but first base is there to snag it up. He's made a couple good plays there at first, is Nate Jennings, and that's just a frustrating thing about hitters. Just basically the whole day for the Mudcats, basically some good hits there, but just right into the glove.
No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the ninth inning. Arena leads it by a score of 4-0 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
What's important to you and your family is very important to us, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. I'm Nick Hodge, a funeral service that truly celebrates and captures all the special aspects of a loved one's life, honors the whole family, and starts the journey of healing. It's why we make working closely with you a priority at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet. Online at PrattFuneralService.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, located in the heart of Southwest Wisconsin, has been in the auction business since 1961, specializing in farm and equipment auctions throughout the Midwest. Also, personal property, construction, and industrial auctions and equipment appraisals. Real estate listings for residential property, farms, and land too. Call 739-4404 or visit the web at wilkinsonauctions.com. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company, with offices in Muscadet and Spring Green.
4-0 Arena leads as we head toward the ninth inning. Defensively for Muscadet, now at first base, Andre Jensen, and in right field, Keegan Ramirez, who stays in the game to play. So Arena's done some nice things here. Some timely hitting in the ball game and five hits. They had five hits coming into the inning, last inning, Michael, and then they picked up five hits in one inning.
Yeah, that goal in the top of the eighth inning was basically insurance. Try to get some insurance run for your pitcher, make your pitcher feel comfortable. So when the runner gets on, he doesn't have to worry about, oh, what if this guy gets a big hit? He just does his thing.
Here's the pitch to the batter. It's going to be a ball outside. Here's the next pitch. That one ripped to left and deep. Back goes the left fielder. Back, back, back. That ball is off the fence out there for Danny Robson, the pinch batter. And he's at second with a double. How about that?
Boy, that would be gone in basically any other ballpark except here. I thought that might have gone out a little bit, but again, just Pickering Park. But that was, he gave that one a ride over to the fence.
Stood in and took a big swing. Now we go back to the top of the order and Jimmy Jennings. 4-0, the Arena Aces in the lead here. The Muscadet Mudcats, Meister back and ready. The pitch is low. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. Meister working quickly, checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Bounced up the middle. Played at second by Atkins. Goes to first in time for the out. On the play, Robson goes to third base.
Yeah, that's the right decision there by Atkins. Just basically getting the out at first. I know the runner's going to third. But at this point for the Mudcats, they're just trying to get out, try to get out the inning. So, clean to the bottom of the ninth.
Trey Schulte has reached on an error, singled, walked, and flown out. And the pitch is a ball. One ball and no strikes. Muscadet will be at least four runs down. They'll have the top of the order up in the bottom of the ninth inning. Meister out there kind of directing traffic on the infield about a possible play at the plate. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Two balls and no strikes. Alex, as you mentioned, was the pitching coach for Riverdale this year. Did a good job. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. 2-1. Worked well with the Riverdale pitchers. Riverdale always has a bevy of pitchers, it seems like.
Oh, for sure. We always got a lot of pitchers. Usually this year, we usually have two normal starters and then a decent bullpen.
Yep. Pitch is down low for a ball. Did you get any innings this year on the mound?
Sadly, I did not get anything.
You did last year, didn't you?
In JV.
3-1, bouncing ball, foul outside at first for two strikes. 3-2. I never pitched in a game, but I pitched a lot of BP over the years because I could throw it really slow, and, you know, guys like that, they figured he's not going to hurt his arm by throwing, like, every inning of BP. So here's the pitch upstairs for a ball, and he walked in. There are two aboard here in the ninth inning, and that will bring up Eli Alt. Alex Meister putting a free pass out there. He has walked now four batters. Here is all. Runners at the corners. One away in the arena, half of the ninth inning. Meister to the plate, and that's a strike. Nothing in one. Kind of rare that pitchers go the distance, but it looks like both our starters today at least will be attempting to do that. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Not really many complete games in the majors anymore.
Oh, yeah. Usually in the majors, they would like to pull them out early because, again, the fear of Tommy John getting increasingly more popular as the arms race continues.
Top down the line, knocked down at third, long throw to first, dug out, and not in time. Bases are going to be loaded. It was a pretty good play by Cartwright just to get that over there and make that a close play.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That was basically a bouncy ball, a hard bouncy ball there, kind of off the bag a little bit, so kind of an adjustment to throw it all the way from third and also recovery. That would have been a tough play to make.
Nate Jennings will be the batter. Nate has three hits today and an RBI. He has scored a run. Base is jammed. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Force at any base, Muscadet playing in for a possible play at the plate. 1-0 offering the pitch down low. Two balls and no strikes. No place to put Nate Jennings. Meister kicks and fires. That one is called a strike. 2-1 to the batter. Robson at third. Schulte at second. Alt at first. And the pitch. Ripped in the air to center. Probably will score another run. Hatch is over into right center. Grabs it. Robson tags. Runners moving up a base. The run comes in to score, and it's 5-0 arena. Hit deep enough by Nate Jennings, who's had a big day today. Gets his second RBI.
Yeah, it's just basically arena. It's just pulling the ball in play. Just recording runs. They're not gaining an out. But again, an out for a run, that's a pretty good trade-off.
Runners at second and third with two away for Willoughby. Here's the pitch, and it's high. One ball and no strikes. Ty has singled. He has laid down two sacrifice bunts today. 1-0 pitch, ripped to center. Hatch going over, and Ramirez diving in there. Almost made a tremendous play. Couldn't get it. It's going to drop in there. One run will score. Two runs will score. And it is 7-0 arena. Well, you can't fault Keegan for his effort there.
Oh, you cannot for sure. That's a great attempt at a dive. That's a very tough play to make. Diving and trying to catch it, that's very tough. Props to him for trying. But again, arena, putting ball in play and increasing the speed. Arena comfortably in the driver's seat.
Three runs across with two away. The pitch is called a strike. Runner at first base, Willoughby, with two RBIs on that hit. Got two hits today. Lollipop throw over to first base again by Meister. Look, Alex is whistling out there. Oh, trying to relax and get that final out. Here's the pitch. Change up is called. Strike two. Alex Stotts, who had an RBI hit last time. Two strikes. Willoughby leads from first. Meister to the plate. Fought off and bounced toward third. A lot of trouble. Meister plants. Throws high and down the line. And the runners are going to move on to second and third. They've got the runner away from third coming home, and he'll be there on the overthrow. Run number eight coming in for Arena. Scoring all the way from first was Willoughby. Stotts on at first base. And that's a tough one to score. We'll score it a hit and then a throwing error. And the batter will be Dane McElwee, and he's going to take a look at a ball. One ball and no strikes. Boy, this score has been close all the way. A little deceptive here with an 8-0 lead. There's a little flare down the line. That's going to be in there. Picked up by Cartwright down the left field line. He'll wing it home, not in time. Throw back to second. And the close play, but sliding in safely, is McElwee. And another run will score. Stotts comes in to score. McElwee, who snuck one in to the area out there, gets a base hit. And that's the third of the day for Dane. Braden Prohaska will be the batter, the ninth man to bat in the inning for the Aces, who now lead it 9-0. Here's the pitch, down low for a ball. Again, this game was 2-0 all the way to the eighth inning, Michael.
Yeah, and then Arena started putting ball into play.
Line drive, Jensen at first base makes a snag of the line drive by Prohaska. That is finally out number three, and that will do it. Five runs across in the inning, and it's 9-0 Arena as we head to the bottom of the ninth here in Muscadet on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Carson Kenyon leads off, takes a look at a strike from Ault. Elijah trying to go the distance today for the Arena Aces. This one is in the dirt. One ball and one strike. The top of the Muscadet order, Alex Meister and Josh Cartwright do next as well. Now 9-0 Arena after the big top half of the ninth inning. 1-1 offering, the pitch ripped toward center and in there for a base hit. Carson has his first hit today. That'll bring up Alex Meister. Meister today has walked and struck out a couple of times. Oh, if you're Muscadet Michael, you just want to go out and have a little fun here if you can.
Yeah, for sure. Just try to keep the fight on, even though it's 9-0, bottom of the ninth. But props to Carson Kenyon for just getting a play in the ball and playing, trying to create a rally here. But at this point, you got nothing to lose. You just basically just play ball here.
Meister, the batter, the pitch, taken low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Ault has struck out 11 batters today, throwing a gem at Pickering Park. Runner leads at first. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Two balls and no strikes. 11 Ks. He has walked two and given up two hits. Quite a day.
Quite a day indeed.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Alt working quickly here on Meister and company. Kenyon tags back up at first base. Meister steps out. Now reports back in. Alt with the pitch. Just a bit low. 3-1 now to the batter. Still a little bit of a light breeze blowing out. Runner leads at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Full count now to the batter. Alex Meister. Carson Kenyon with a good-sized lead over at first base. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball slowly on the infield. Alt, the pitcher, underhands it over to Jennings at first for the out, and there is one away. Carson Kenyon goes to second on the play.
A little bit of a swinging bunt there by Meister. Basically, swings with full power to basically down the first base line. Looks a little more like a swinging push bunt. Let me get the job done, gets Carson over to second.
So this is Josh Cartwright. He is 0-for-3 today. He has two fly balls to the outfield and a ground out to shortstop. Runner leads at second. There's a changeup. Hit towards short. Picked by Jimmy Jennings. Throw over to Nate Jennings in time. Two away on the play. Carson Kenyon goes to third.
Do a little bit of advancing there for the Mudcats. Advancing down 9-0, really not the way they go, but they're trying to put a position to try to get a run here.
Batter will be Tyler Hatch, the catcher. Hit the ball well to center field his first time up. Still looking for his first hit today. The pitch down low for a ball. Hatch and Muscadet trying to spoil the shutout with a runner at third base. Carson Kenyon gets a slight lead at third. Now increases it. The 1-0 pitch. Called a strike. 1-1 to the batter. Upfield straight away in all fields. All ready, the 1-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two. 2-1 to the hitter. All working the baseball behind the back. Here comes the 2-1 offering. Change up, fouled. Strike two. So Alt and the Arena Aces, and out, a strike away from nailing down a win here on the road.
A must-needed win for Arena.
You're right. This is one that they had to put in the books. They've got some real tough ones coming up here over the last 3 weeks of the season. 2-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Low, and nice snag there by Schulte. Keeps the runner at third base. Count is full. Ball goes back to Alt. You're in the bottom of the ninth. Two away. Runner at third base. Alt ready. The pitch. Bouncing ball to third base. Love there by Prohaska. Braden's throw. Got him on a close play to end the ball game here today. Muscadet gives it a good go in the ninth inning to get on the board, but they failed to do it, and this one belongs to Arena. In the ninth, no runs and a hit, no errors. One left on. Today's final in nine innings. Arena wins it 9-0. The Hometown of Baseball postgame show is next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold, bevy lineup.
that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Welcome to the hometown.